Yeah, it's fine.
We can do the other stuff.
Oh, we have flag back.
Yeah. Welcome to the City of Ocean City Zoning Board July 24th, 2024 meeting. This meeting has been advertised pursuant to PL Chapter 231, also known as the Open Public Meetings Act. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you have any... if you have any electronic devices, please turn them off or silence them now. Roll call. Mr. Becker? Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco? Mr. Geary?
Here.
Mr. Logue?
Here.
Mr. Price?
Here.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Here.
Mrs. Snyder?
Here.
Mr. Waddell?
Here.
Under Secretary's reports, may I have a motion to adopt the June 26, 24 minutes?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? May I have a motion to adopt resolution ZBA 24-001, Himmelright?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. Geary?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
May I have a motion to adopt resolution ZBA 24-008, Moore?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder? May I have a motion to adopt resolution ZBA 23-024, Perpergalu?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. Geary?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
May I have a motion to adopt resolution ZBA 24-007, OCNJ?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. Geary? Mr. Becker? Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
I turn the meeting over to the chair, Mr. Buck.
ZBA 2409.
Shaw right, application? Yeah.
I'm reading it right?
Yep.
Nobody's ready?
Jesus Christ. Meeting, Mr. Chairman, board members, John A. Panzer with the Weiss Law Firm, here this evening on behalf of the applicants, Thomas and Arden Shaw. The subject property for this application is 1030 Wesley Avenue here in Ocean City. It's identified on the tax map as block 1003, lot 17. It's located in the R240 zoning district. This is an application seeking bulk variance relief in order to permit the construction of a new two-story duplex structure on the property, which will replace an existing duplex that exists on site right now. The existing development on site is non-conforming to many of the bulk requirements of the R240 zoning district. The newly proposed development that's shown in the plan for you will bring the property much more into compliance with the zoning or the bulk requirements of the zone. The only bulk standards that are able to be met through this application and for which we're seeking relief relate to minimum required lot area and minimum required lot frontage due to the undersized nature of this lot, the private property ownership of all surrounding properties. We are unable to become compliant with those two bulk ordinance conditions. Here this evening to present testimony on behalf of the applicant, I have Mr. James Chadwick, professional engineer and registered architect with business here in Ocean City. I also have the applicant, Mr. Thomas Shaw, with me. I do intend to elicit some testimony from him at the outset, but if we can have Mr. Chadwick and Mr. Shaw sworn, I do intend to elicit testimony from.
Can you spell your last name?
My last name? Yes, Amenhauser. It's Amenhauser.
Mr. Shaw, come up to the microphone. And Mr. Chadwick, Mr. Maffei, all the way down there. You can all raise your right hands. Do you all swear affirm and tell the truth?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Wherever you want first.
Mr. Shaw, if you don't mind, stand up quickly. I'm not going to be very long. Can you confirm for the board that yourself and your wife, Arden Shaw, you're the owners of the property at 1030 Wesley Avenue?
Yeah, we're the owners. We bought the property in 1989. At that time, it was an existing duplex, and we had a couple of them.
Have you made any changes to the duplex of the property since the time you bought it back in 1989?
There was a problem with parking because on the very rear of the lot, there was a 20 by 18 foot garage, which you could only fit one car in. could not get any other cars on the property. There was one time, probably about 7 years, say, after we bought the property, we took that garage down to allow for two parking spaces for, you know, each unit.
And,
so,
and how is it that you utilize the property right now in terms of occupancy?
We have a year-round tenant and a first one.
Now, if this project is approved and the newly proposed duplex is approved by this board, how is it that you intend to use it in the future?
My daughter and her family are from Atlanta, so when they come up here to visit, they would be using it. The second floor, who knows what the future holds. I have my ankle replaced 7 years ago, so we live in a two-story house in Ocean City now, so the proposed duplex would have an elevator, and I might be needing that, so we might be moving it to the first floor. That's, you know, that's in the future. We don't know what's going
on. Right. The intention would be for use by yourself and your family, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I don't have anything else of Mr. Shaw.
Sir? Sir?
No.
Sir? Mr. Just for the record.
Sure.
Just state your name for the record. We kind of skipped that part.
Thomas Earl Shaw.
Thank you, sir. Okay. You're the owner of the property.
God, put Arden down.
Okay.
I didn't know who it was.
Thank you.
Chadwick? Hey, Mr. Chair, my understanding is Mr. Chadwick's been here a number of times in the past. Do you accept him as a...
Yes.
Got it. Jim, can you provide the board a general overview of the existing conditions on site? What we're proposing here in this application.
We have a lot that is 30 foot wide by 120 feet deep. So it has a 3,600 square foot lot area. The minimum required lot area in the R240 zone is 4,000 square feet. So it's slightly shy of the minimum required area. And at 30 feet wide, it is short of the 40 foot required lot width. There is a two-story duplex with attic that sits on this property presently. It has its first floor essentially right at ground level. The second floor is directly above that. It's approximately 1920s construction, I believe. And although it's been maintained well through the years, it's old. It's functionally obsolete for the demands of current renters. Although we've been there long term, we want to provide a new structure that is up to today's standards in many respects. The building that sits there now has a non-conforming side yard setback condition on both sides of the building. More particularly, on the north side of the building, there is a bump out on the second floor level that runs nearly the length of the building that bumps the outside wall with bedroom windows to within 2 foot of the side property. In regards to the existing conditions, it is non-compliant in lot width, lot area, side yard setback on each side, roof encroachment is non-conforming as well. The aggregate side yard setback is non-conforming. And the impervious coverage right now is almost 99%. We're going to fix that. We hope to fix that.
So, Jim, of all those existing nonconformities, would you agree with me, as I indicated earlier, the only two variances we'd be seeking for the new development relate to minimum required lot area and lot frontage?
Correct. The proposed duplex is fully zoning compliant. The only nonconformities are lot width and lot area, as you mentioned.
So, Jim, I know that for the zoning district that this property sits in, we're dealing with a slightly marginally undersized lot for purposes of development of a duplex. But given that, are you aware of other properties located throughout Ocean City that have modern duplexes on smaller lots than what this lot sits in terms of size?
Sure. In regards to, we have a number of duplex zones, as you're aware, throughout Ocean City. The R230 zone, for example, requires a minimum lot frontage of 30 feet and 3,000 square foot lot area to place a duplex structure. So this lot is in excess of those requirements. I haven't counted them. My guess is there are hundreds of structures, duplexes, throughout Ocean City.
I don't see how talking about
conforming duplex neighborhoods is germane to this application.
It is.
Well, I'll ask you to move on.
That the lot area that we have and the lot width that we have, there are
may be conforming to certain
similar dimensions.
May be conforming to certain neighborhoods, not this one.
I said that.
Okay. I don't think it's necessary to harp on where you would be conforming.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Buck.
Jim, can you also confirm the application meets all of the design incentive conditions, and we're not asking for waivers from any design standards?
It does. We're not asking for waivers from any design conditions at all or design incentives.
Okay.
In fact, one of the design incentives is to require a front porch with steps to grade. One of the desires of the owner of this property was to provide a slightly deeper front porch than most people have. It didn't put us over the allowable building coverage, didn't create any variance requirements, but created more open space. We thought that's important to them.
So, Jim, too, on the plan that you provided, you have a zoning conformance chart at top that lists not only the R240 zoning district, but also the old city overlay zone. Can you talk about why that's included in your zoning chart? Why it's applicable to this application?
Well, very simply. For those of you who might not be familiar with old city overlay zone criteria, our zoning map has an area generally at the center of the island, the old original core of the island that was originally developed, and developed with a lot of duplexes, a lot of multi-story structures. So they recognized that condition in the zoning ordinance to create criteria for the old city overlay zone. This property is within that old city overlay zone. And one of the important facets of the old city overlay zone is when you meet the certain incentive requirements, it allows you to essentially build bigger, just like design incentives do in the other R2 zones and the R1 zones. You could, for example, in the old city overlay zone, provide a half story to the structure, duplex or single family. So we could have provided an extra half story on this building. We chose not to do that. The old city overlay zone also allows you a larger building coverage limitation. We didn't take advantage of that either. What we proposed is a reasonably sized structure, duplex, to replace the existing duplex that's there. That duplex has non-conformities that create problems for setbacks, for example, that we'll talk about the purposes of zoning that are advanced in just a moment.
And it leads me into my next question. So given the proposed development, your understanding of the zoning district, is it your professional opinion that certain purposes of zoning would be advanced if this were to be approved?
Yes.
And what purposes are they?
Well, to secure from fire, flood, panic, and other natural or man-made disasters. Very specifically, the floor of the existing structure is below the minimum elevation required by the current zoning ordinance. The new building would have conforming floor elevations. The existing building has exterior walls that are not fire rated, which means a fire could transfer from this building to a neighbor or from a neighbor to this building very easily without that fire protection. That's of an even greater concern when you consider that the second floor wall of this building on the north side is within 2 feet of the property line. And the large overhangs of the existing structure encroach beyond the minimum 18 inches that's permitted by the current zoning ordinance. So this new building would protect better from, or secure protection from fire and from flood. Another zoning purpose that's advanced is providing adequate light, air, and open space. As I've said, we've already designed a structure that doesn't push the boundaries of the maximums permitted in the ordinance. The building height is approximately 3 feet lower than the ordinance permits. The building coverage is less than what the ordinance permits. The impervious coverage is proposed at 60% versus 65%, that's permitted. Again, the front porch is slightly larger than what you'll find on a typical structure, which we think provides open space as well. So we think that provision of a purpose of land use planning is enhanced. And finally, there's a provision to promote a desirable visual environment do you think this is an attractive building? And I guess lastly, we promote the free flow of traffic. This building is required to have, under the zoning ordinance base criteria, 4 parking spaces. Under the RSIS standard, because there are variances required, we would be required to have parking spaces, 5 parking spaces. We're proposing 6, and doing so on permeable pavers that reduce the impervious coverage. All of those 4 purposes of zoning are advanced by this project.
So given the positive criteria you just went over, is it also your opinion that if granted, there would be no substantial detriment to the public good of the zone plan and ordinance of the City of Ocean City, if granted?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Jim, in addition to that, did you have a chance to review Mr. Maffei's review letter before presenting your testimony this evening?
I did.
Now, there weren't many comments, but he did have some in there in terms of provisions to plans, et cetera, some notes to add. Would you be agreeable to including all of those comments as a condition of approval in any defined plan submitted?
We have no problem with those comments.
Anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Chadwick?
No.
Well, Mr. Chair, I have nothing further.
Thank you. Mr. Maffei, if you could, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My report is dated May 2nd, 2024. They're here seeking to demo the existing two-family dwelling, construct a new two-family dwelling. They need variances for minimum lot area, minimum lot width. There are several nonconformities that they've already discussed, lot area, lot width, those being unchanged. Also, minimum side yard setback has been eliminated, middle side yard setback eliminated, maximum impervious coverage eliminated, and parking setback eliminated. The application does meet all the design set conditions. Note shall be added to mitigate gutters and downspouts are provided. That. Also, I admit that the wall height is not exceed 30 inches, and agree to that. Provide details for the concrete sidewalk. One question is the location of the HVAC units. If I go through this, I want to go through that. As proposed, Chesney, shown on the plot plan from the zoning chart, add all lawn area to be irrigated, for performance guarantees for all public improvements, inspection escrow, and any outcome.
Just a quick follow up to the comment about the HVAC units. They're shown on the plan at the rear of the structure between the garage doors. They'll be stacked on a small platform between the garage doors immediately adjacent to the rear wall of the building.
Can you just label those here on there?
I will.
Did you say stacked? Jim, can you come here for a second and verify? Is this what you were indicating as HVAC stacked?
Yes.
Thank you. This time I'll open it up to the board for questions. What flood zone is this in?
Flood zone.
It's not shown on the flood hazard map as being in a flood zone. Area.
It's in an X zone?
It's not in X. It's not labeled at all. So the ordinance, I believe, directs us to utilize the flood zone criteria that is immediately adjacent.
The construction report indicates AE8.
Yeah, that's the immediately adjacent flood zone would be AE8.
But there's a discrepancy in the ordinance. If it's not in a flood zone, it would have to be in an X zone.
Okay.
But an X zone measures base flood elevation differently than an AE8 would measure base flood elevation.
In an X zone, you don't have a flood elevation requirement.
I agree with you, but in an X zone, the zoning flood elevation takes it from grade plus 3. Whereas in an AE zone, you would take it from base flood. I'm sorry, reverse that. In an X zone, you go from base flood plus 3. For zoning flood. Okay?
Okay.
In an AE zone, if your surrounding grade is higher than base flood, you're allowed to go from grade plus 3.
Correct.
So there's a difference. you're going to be 1 foot different if you're in an X zone. You're going to lose a foot of building height because you're going to be losing a foot of zoning flood elevation.
Come to 29 feet.
The plan should still be
no,
correct.
No, no, I'm just saying. He doesn't need a variance, what I'm saying.
I'm not suggesting that he does.
No, that's what concerns me. That's all.
The approximate grade is at 9.3 in an A zone or an A or an X zone. Our floor is at 12.3 proposed.
Okay.
So we're still in compliance with the zoning ordinance in regards to that floor elevation.
All right. Although not germane to the application, I just want to make sure I'm looking at this correctly. Your second floor stairwell is not accessible from interior. Is that accurate?
Access to the first floor level of the building.
Correct.
That access is provided by the stairs at the front of the structure.
That is also what I'm seeing. What I'm asking is, it's intended that you do not access the second floor stairwell from covered space in the garage. You must walk out of the garage and go down the side of the building into the second floor stairwell. That is the intent, correct? As I'm looking at it,
access the stair from the outside, not from the garage.
Not from the garage, okay.
So a revision is going to be needed for that elevation issue?
I personally would think that you would clarify what zone it is in and how zoning flood is to be measured to avoid any issues. Because an X...
They indicated it was use the A9 zone.
An X zone carries its own... its own zoning flood elevation. It does not revert back to an AE
correct
understanding. It is different. It should be verified on this plan. Mr. Becker, any questions?
No.
Didn't think so. Ms. Schneider?
No.
Yep. Logue?
Just one question. Do we know how many of the other lots on the block contain a duplex of an undersized lot?
There are, to my count, 5 duplex lots on the block. 4 of those duplex lots are non-conforming in regards to width or area or both. This property is directly between 2 of those lots that are non-conforming in width but are conforming in regards to lot area. So 4 of the 5
don't
apply.
Got it. Thank you. I might miss it. On Mr. Matthews' report, page 3 of 3, there are several things. I heard you mention you would put the air conditioners on. And did you agree to...
to all those conditions.
All those types of... Yeah. That's all.
Mr. Geary, just to go back to what Mr. Buck was discussing, that elevator is to serve the second floor only as well?
Correct.
Yeah, on the plan, it just...
So in other words, you're going into the garage. To get into the first floor unit, you're walking outside, up the front stairs, into the unit?
No, there's a set of steps. See where they have the finished floor elevation noted as 9.8 NABD in the middle of the floor plan? Yeah, that little two-step up
goes into that
what place looks like a closet.
That's what I thought it was. Is there a reason why that stair tower doesn't access the first floor and the elevator doesn't go to the first floor?
If you use an elevator that accesses both floor levels, you either have to use a commercial-grade elevator, which is significantly larger with a much deeper pit, where you have to use what's called a LULA elevator, limited use, limited accessibility. Oh, I'm sorry, limited applicability. LULA. Those are also significantly more expensive. If you do a LULA elevator, you can access both dwelling units. We're only using a residential style elevator, the kind that's predominantly installed throughout Ocean City, to access one dwelling unit. We felt that on the first floor level of the building, somebody occupying that doesn't need elevator access because they're only going up 4 or 5 steps. It's either that or throw $50,000 more into the elevator to be able to access the first floor unit. It's only 4 or 5 feet above, sorry, 4 or 5 steps above grade. It doesn't make sense.
Okay.
That's all I got. Mr. Patrizzi?
Everything's answered.
Mr. Price?
I guess just a quick follow-up on the elevator. You can access it from the ground level or you cannot? I assume I
The elevator you can access in the stairwell area.
Yeah, there's no door drawn on the plan.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
There's no door drawn on the first floor plan that shows the garages and storage.
So you're just accessing it right in front of the staircase.
Yeah. It's just this is.
But then it also looks like there's an entrance to the first floor stairwell.
I think that's.
Was that elevator? Is that correct? Or is that maybe
bad?
Narrow?
That door in the stairwell that you see accesses the elevator.
So you don't
know. On the first floor plan.
So that's understood. So that first floor plan, that section of the first floor plan is actually showing the ground level.
No, it's showing the stair tower at the first floor level.
Yeah, so the door.
Right, that landing though is on the ground.
It's on ground.
That's on the ground, yes.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah, great.
So,
thank you, sir.
Point, I'll close it to the board and open it to the public for comment. Anybody here wish to speak on this application? If you would.
Okay, everybody that's going to testify tonight, I'm going to do the same thing as what I'm going to do with this gentleman. First thing, please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm and tell the truth?
Yes.
Second thing is, give me your first name, spell me your last, and give me your address.
First name, Alan, and I'll spell that, A-L-A-N. Nobody gets it right. Second name, Richter, R-I-C-H-T-E-R,
and your address.
1023 Wesley Avenue. I just wanted to say to the board and to the owners, while I would have preferred to see the building renovated, raised, whatever, to maintain the existing building because we have fewer and fewer of the original homes in our neighborhood, I did come to actually praise what is being built there. It's appropriate in size for our neighborhood rather than trying to cram 4 bedrooms on each floor and limit the parking and look for variances for the parking. It has the appropriate, I think, number of bedrooms, more than ample parking. The size is appropriate. They're bringing the permeable into compliance with the non-permeable. So I wanted to thank them and just say that my wife and I support this application.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Seeing none, I'll close it and ask for summary.
Mr. Chair, don't have much to add, only that, again, we're taking what exists right now as a very non-conforming structure on a non-conforming lot and attempting to do everything that we can to bring this into compliance with all both requirements of the zone. Aside from those two that I mentioned for which we're seeking variance relief for lot, minimum lot area, minimum lot frontage, because we solely cannot do anything with those in order to make them compliant. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Stein, if you would, please.
Sure. Okay. This is the application of Thomas and Arden Shaw. He owns the property at 1030 West Avenue, also known as Block 10003, Lot 17, the applicant is requesting the demolition removal of an existing duplex on a subject lot and replacing it with a duplex. The applicants provided testimony that they need variances both for lot width and lot area, as the lot width is only 32 to 40 per zone, and the lot total lot area is 32 plus.
You are revising these plans, correct?
Yes, to incorporate all of Mr. McFay's comments, we will be.
Jim, when you revise your plans, should you get approved, Can you please clarify what the hell is going on with your planters? They're shown on site plan. They're not shown on any other elevation or floor plan. I'd like to know whether they're coming or going and have them shown appropriately, please.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, you can keep going. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no. I just want to write that down. So, the applicant is seeking variances for those two items. The applicant indicates that the variance can be granted under the C2 criteria in that they will be improving the front yard setback, side yard setback, total side yard setback, impervious coverage, and parking spaces. As to the parking space, they are conforming currently, but they would be increased under the new plan. Parking setback would be compliant where they're not compliant. Those other items were non-compliant where they will now be compliant. Therefore, the applicant indicates that it's a positive criteria under the C2 that the benefits outweighs the detriment of granting the variance. In light of the fact that the lot area and lot coverage cannot, lot not lot coverage, lot area and lot width cannot be improved because of the surrounding properties are totally improved. The applicant also indicated the variance can be granted without substantial detriment in light of the fact that this building will be an improvement in terms of the setbacks. For those reasons, the applicant will decline. If the board approves the application, standard conditions will be required, as well as the plans being revised to meet Ms. Maffei's reports of designated number 4 through 11, as well as revise the plans to verify the flood plan and to make the plans as consistent on all of the plans, consistent with each other on all of the plans. I need a motion.
Buck.
Second.
Is that Mr. Waddell?
Yes, yeah. It was.
Okay. Roll call. Mr. Waddell?
Yeah, the reason is that I look at this and on page 2 of 3, Mr. Matthews, memorandum of what's needed. There's almost 20 items. This meets them all except the lot size, which obviously can't be redone. And 7 of them are approved. I think this is a good job. Mr. Chadwick, you come here for years. This is one of your better designs, I think. I'm for it.
Mr. Price?
Yeah, I agree. I think the applicant made some good steps to do what he could here. Right? Using 3 bedrooms instead of 4, the permanent with pavers. Larger decks in front of the house, I vote yes.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. Geary?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
No. ZBA 24011, Ryan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. For the record, Avery Titer here on behalf of the applicants. As you stated, it's the application of Fred and Nancy Ryan. They're the owners of 4637 Central Avenue, which is known as Lot 3C1 in Block 4601. The property contains a 2-unit condominium dwelling, and the applicants are the owners of the first floor unit. The average here tonight seek approval to add a wheelchair lift in the rear yard of the property so Mrs. Ryan can access the house and also the beach. Mrs. Ryan has a disease, which I'm going to try and pronounce, spinal cerebral ataxia, which is confined to a wheelchair. Wheelchair lifts are not a permitted rear yard encroachment, therefore, vary
Yes. Is that the bulk of your opening?
Yes.
Does everyone on this board review this application and understands it?
Yes.
Yep. Does anybody want to go through this, or can we vote now?
Do it now.
You want to do that, or you want to
sure.
spend 5 minutes? You want to take? Why don't we just go to the public and find out if there's anybody against it?
I don't want to take up the board's time.
No,
I appreciate the board's time.
Okay. Okay.
You want me to open it to the public?
Yes.
For negative only?
Open it to the public.
Okay. Anybody here wish to speak on this application?
Jay's requesting revisions too.
Yeah.
So,
okay. They'll agree to Jay's revisions.
Raise your right hand.
Okay.
You swear to affirm tell the truth?
Yes.
First name?
Eileen, E-I-L-E-N. DePaul, D-E-P-A-U-L.
And your address?
4641 Central Avenue.
You in favor or against?
I am in favor.
Okay. Your,
I have, yes, I have my neighbors and I fully agree.
And you, sir, can you give, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
And your name?
First name is Nello, N-E-L-L-O. Last name, Natchino, N-A-T-I-C-C.
N-A-T what?
N-A-T-I-C-C-H-I-O-N-A.
Okay, and your address, sir?
I'm 4643 Central.
And you're in favor of this?
Yes, I'm in favor of the application.
And you don't raise me about it. You swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Your name?
James Passera. James Passera, P-A-C-E-R-A, 4639 Central Avenue.
Okay.
Applicants direct upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I fully approve this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Tyler, do you want to move all of the documents into evidence?
Yes.
As part of your case?
Yes.
And will you stipulate to Mr. McFay's request per plan revisions?
Yes. Mr. Tate, I don't believe there's anything in that report that was...
Yeah, everything's already active in...
You're going to say anything?
Yes.
Quickly.
Swear.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes.
State your name.
It's Thomas Days.
Go ahead.
As was said, I read through the letter. Everything in there has actually already been revised on the exhibit. So
okay. I'll put in the resolution if it's already done. It's
okay.
That's
summary?
All I
thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Stein, if you could.
Okay, this is the application. Oh.
Wait a minute. There's an exhibit? Because we didn't get revised.
No. All I said was the application will be considered as evidence in the board's decision voting for or against.
But revised plans are required per Joe's.
Okay. Per Joe's.
And that's not an exhibit. That's not.
No.
That's not even here.
Okay. So I'm like, wait a minute.
Okay.
Thank
so,
you.
So, owners Fred and Nancy Ryan. 4637-39 Central Avenue. Okay, the applicant seeking approval to add a wheelchair lift at the rear of the existing two-family structure. They require variances for minimum rear yard setback from bulkhead and maximum rear yard setback from right-of-way. The board accepted as evidence the opening of the applicant's, by the applicant's attorney, and this is that, and indicates that under the C2 criteria, the benefit of making this property handicap accessible substantially outweighs a 22 square foot area, and that the variance can be granted without stamp judgment. Normal conditions aren't going to be much, and the three items that in Mr. McFay's report, I need a motion.
Buck.
Waddell.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. Geary?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
You may have just beat Dan Young's Byright subdivision there,
yeah.
Avery. I'm not
Byright
sure.
Okay.
We're saving ZBA 24004.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is board for the record. Avery Tyler. It's the application of Robert and Diane Curatola and Amira Bulios Trust. Those two entities and individual owners of 4101 Oakland Central.
I'm out of goodwill.
M.01 is about 4107. Across the corner of the RO240 zone, based on over two family dwelling. The applicants are here tonight seeking approval to raise and renovate only the exterior of the building. Both variances required for the project is the building slightly non-conforming to the front side yard setback, as well as building coverage and impervious coverage. However, the testimony and evidence will indicate that none of the existing non-conforming conditions will be exacerbated as the building raised and impervious coverage will be drastically reduced. The project will also add one additional parking space. It is also worth noting that the building will have a rear yard setback of 2.5 feet greater than permitted, and the height of the elevated building will be approximately 3 feet lower than the maximum threshold. The request of both variances can be granted under the C2 standard, and that is the purpose of zoning to achieve that rule without extreme flooding, providing extra parking space, improving the public health safety and general welfare, as well as raising the building. The project will also provide a significant aesthetic improvement, resulting in more desirable vision for the neighborhood. Positive aspects of granting this application have many negative aspects. As a result of the testimony, the evidence will indicate that there's a substantial detriment to the public good, granting the variance from substantial building intent, purpose, and sense of plan, and zoning ordinance. The applicant intends on calling and witness tonight. That's the project architect, Robert Backish.
Backish, want to come up to raise your right hand? Do you swear a friend to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, Mr. Backish, this is just a true raise in the existing structure.
Just state your name and affiliation for the record. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Looking at you.
Robert Backish, principal of the firm Backish Associates, located at 3323 Simpson Avenue, Ocean City, New Jersey.
As I was saying, Mr. Backish, this is just a true raise of the building, correct?
Yes.
No interior renovations are taking place other than the addition of the elevator, and
the storage area below the break room on the first floor unit.
Yes. The interior of each unit, though, the interior of the unit is the same, correct?
Yes.
Picking up the building and raising it approximately 7 feet?
Yes.
So it's different from other raise and renovation projects that we've had over the years, correct?
Yes.
All right. Let's go through the variances. We need a front yard setback variance, which we're off by 0.6 inches, is that correct?
Yes.
We need a variance for the north side yard setback, and with that, we're only off by 0.2 inches, correct?
Yes.
All right. The aggregate side yard setback, we're off by a little over a foot, I think it's 1.2 feet, is that correct?
1.2 feet, that's correct.
All right. And what's critical in our presentation is that we are getting rid of the variance for rear yard setback to the porch. We're going to make that conform, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so we no longer need that variance. We're going to pull back the rear porch, the approximate amount of feet to make that conforming?
Yes. Once we looked at how we were going to put that deck back together, it didn't make any sense. When they raise the building, they're going to end up dismantling that deck and rebuilding it. So it gives us the opportunity to just pull it back in and make the average work.
Mr. Maffei's noted in his report we need a variance for the side yard roof. You designed the side yard roof, which is only 18 inches off the building, is that correct?
Yes.
And we have a architectural projection that houses the elevator and the stairwell, is that correct?
That's correct.
So we've noticed for the variance, we applied for the variance, but we sort of think it isn't a variance, but we're going to go with the fact that we are requesting the relief for it, correct? We could do that. Okay. We also need maximum building coverage and impervious coverage. Variance relief, is that correct?
Yes.
These are both existing non-conforming conditions?
Yes.
And we're greatly reducing the impervious coverage?
Yes.
Right now, the impervious coverage is at 83.68%. We're going to be reducing it by over 20%.
Yes.
All right. Everything that we just mentioned is a C variance, correct?
That's correct.
And they're all existing non-conforming conditions. That there's not going to be any exacerbation.
That's correct.
All right. We are also creating an extra parking space at the property.
Yes.
We do need a variance for a number of parking spaces, but we're adding to that condition. There's three on site. We're going to be producing an extra 5 according to RISA standards.
That's correct.
Okay. We're installing an elevator at the property, is that correct?
Yes, with access to both units.
That'll provide better accessibility to the building.
Yes.
All right. With regard to this raise, since we've testified, this is just a true raise. There's no increase in habitable space.
Correct.
No increase in bedrooms.
Correct.
It's currently 4 bedrooms. And we remain 4 bedrooms.
Correct.
All right. No increase in bathroom count.
Correct.
All right. You've inspected the property. There's no doubt that we can accomplish this raise.
That's correct.
In your professional opinion, can the variances requested granted under the C2 coverage.
Yeah.
We're not raising the building as high as we could. It's about 2 feet lower than what we could have, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Creating extra parking space for the flow of traffic.
Yes.
And a more desirable visual environment for the building.
Yes.
Do you think of any substantial detriment to the public if the board sees to grant the application?
Well, you missed one.
Got it.
We're providing accessibility to the building.
Correct. Better accessibility and safety.
Correct.
Any substantial detriment to the public good if the board grant the application?
No, I think everything that you mentioned is consistent with other development in that neighborhood that's taken place over the years.
All right. Any substantial impairment to the intent purposes of the zoning ordinance?
No.
So it's your testimony that any of the criteria has been satisfied.
That's correct.
All right. I'm going to do something that I normally do this later in the presentation, but I'm looking at Mr. Waddell, and I know Mr. Waddell is looking at the scorecard.
I'm going to stop you before you start the scorecard then.
Go ahead.
I need you to clarify. You said you're not raising it as high as you could. That's not correct.
The height is not.
You are not raising the peak to as high as the peak would be allowed if the peak were conforming to setbacks.
Say that again.
By right, you can raise this building to 12. Correct?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Anything outside of 12, you need variances for. Correct?
Well,
anything higher than 12, you need for non-conforming setbacks, you need variances for. Correct?
If you started the building at 12, correct. But that doesn't mean the geometry.
You cannot lift this building to max height without variances.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Anything that we raise this building over the base flood plus 3 is going
to
require.
What you were trying to say is you're under maximum peak height.
Correct.
Oh. Right. That is different than what you're allowed to raise.
If I misspoke, I apologize.
I just wanted clarification.
My intention was that the building is not as high as it could be.
That is.
And the reason why I said that is we had the same scenario next door. We raised that one where it didn't go as high as it could go. So we were trying to keep it consistent.
You can adjust the scorecard for Dick now if you want.
All right, thank you. So, Mr. Backish, the front yard setback is off by approximately 0.53 feet, correct?
The unit survey, that's correct.
All right, and the side yard is off by 2.2 feet, correct? The north side, north side, 0.2 feet.
0.2
to
2.2. 0.2.
And then the side yard total is 1.2, correct?
Yes.
All right, so the addition of all of these numbers together is 1.93 feet, correct?
Yes, this is for you, Mr. Waddell.
So those, even though you need variance relief, all of those variances combined add up to under 2 feet.
Yes.
Okay. Those are all the questions I have, Mr. Beck. Have a good rest.
All right, Mr. Maffei, if you would.
Ladies and gentlemen, our report is dated June 11, 2024. Indicated here seeking to raise and renovate the existing 2,000 dwellings. Raise the existing structure approximately 6.9 for elevation, 7.62 and 19.2 with 23 feet of the 4.9. Discussion of the matter. We'll create two parking spaces in the library on the dwelling. Create two parking spaces partially on the car porch, partially on the permanent driveways. Renovate and expand the existing stair tower. Expand the first and second floor of your deck approximately 144 square feet, which after that was a little bit less now, which is more than about 6 inches. Variance of the front yard setback to the building, front yard setback to the deck, middle side yard setback to the building on the north side, total side yard setback, building coverage, impervious coverage, side yard setback to the building, corner parking spaces, and setback to the front deck, which is being eliminated. There are the following existing nonconformities on the front yard setback to the building, side yard setback to the deck, side yard setback to the building, so total side yard setback to the building. All those are due to the vertical expansion. Maximum building coverage, maximum pervious coverage to be reduced. The gutters are now eliminated for the variance, so they are providing gutters in the structure. Minimum number of parking spaces being increased for the maximum rear setback to the deck. The description shall be provided for the ground floor area. Of course, any other plan revisions the board sees fit. Performance guarantee for all public improvements, inspection escrow, and any outstanding approvals
Thank you. I want to make sure I've got this math right. Your zoning flood elevation would be 12, correct?
Yes.
Your existing first floor is at 10.7. So you're due almost a foot and a half, right? By state statute, right?
Yes.
And you want to lift to 20. Is that right? So instead of a foot and a half, you want 10. I just want to make sure I have the math right. I'm not questioning.
Yeah,
I'm just
no, it's okay. I just want to check, but I want to just keep.
I might be wrong on that. I may have.
Mike, can you look at the?
No, you're right. Okay, so
proposed?
I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah,
so you want to go from 10.1 to 17.6. All right. So you want where 1.5 is due plus or minus. You want, 7.5.
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure I did not.
Threw me when you said 20.
Yeah, I was for some reason looking. I was taking my math from rear elevation and transferring to front elevation, which was
okay. Obviously
a mistake.
It
must have been. Mr. Becker.
No problem.
I don't think so. Ms. Schneider.
Yeah.
No questions.
Mr. Logue, Mr. Waddell.
No questions.
Mr. Geary.
We're proposing 4 parking spots?
Yes. There are 3 there now, and we are setting. If you look at the existing conditions plan, the garage doors are flat across the front of the building. We're recessing them in about 8 feet to create an 18-foot setback, which is required for the parking.
And the new grade, on grade level, those storage, they're going to be used for storage, correct?
Yes.
No sliders on it, just double doors going in?
These buildings get raised up so that there is a lower level at 12, which wouldn't have necessitated a variance. But because of what happened next door, they got a variance a couple of years ago, and the owners only need this for storage. They're moving from a larger home in Hamilton down here in a few years, so they need it for storage. The owners of the second floor unit are the original owners of the building. This building was built back in the late 80s, and the building is in great shape, short of the fact that back then the ordinance only allowed for 27 feet above the center line of the street. So there's a big flat roof. Over the top of it, it's chopped off, and the garage is, you know, I can barely stand in there in some spots because it's less than 6 to 8 required minimum per code, and there's ductwork and piping and all kinds of stuff down there. So by lifting this up, the main issue was to raise it up to get this elevator. The second story unit owners are your 80s. They have some issues that the elevator is going to enhance their life, comfort of life. And I think the lift portion of it gets the building raised enough to provide a decent area down below so you're not ducking.
One for each unit, one for irrigation.
And your elevator's going to stop at both floors?
Yes, this is a Lula elevator.
Lula, okay, good. Learn something new every day.
Yes. If they're a little bit bigger, and as Mr. Chadwick testified earlier, they're twice the price, but it's the only way legally you can access 2 residential units.
Is that separate residence, or is that, there has to be separate residence, or is it?
Yeah. No, this car will go through. Well, in this particular case, we're carving out a section of the existing deck that's on along 41st Street. So it's really not impacting the inside of the unit for unit 1. Typically, some of these units where they're only accessible to the second floor, the
elevator car is piercing that whole first floor, so there's
gotcha.
No way there. This won't be the case. In doing so, the elevator created a little bit of havoc of the existing foyer and stair tower area. So if you look at the existing conditions, stair tower area, it's a switchback stair. It doesn't work once we start to insert the elevator into the plan. So that's why we had to reconfigure the foyer, which is really the crux of the renovation, short of the house lift itself.
That's all I have.
Right now they're in the south side. They're within the building footprint. They're below base flood, and we're raising them above base flood.
We're going to take platforms up with the building.
Yes, okay. You can see it on the proposed elevation compared to the existing.
It's not really shown on the.
No, but it's on the plan and the elevations, existing and proposed. So. There's circles. Behind the turret.
Yeah, I see that, but I don't.
And then look at the elevations. They're both shown, existing and proposed. Can we point to the beach?
They're certainly more defined than Chadwick's were. So, step in the right direction.
Old eyes at me.
You know the feeling.
Two more.
The price.
Surprised anything down there?
Yeah. Can you maybe just go over the general scope of what this thing is going to look like when you start to do some demo? Because I mean, I know we're saying it's not the average beachfront lift, but you know, you're cutting into those carports, you're doing the decks on the front, changing the stairwell, I assume new siding.
No.
Nope.
Only what's shown on the plan. Actually, in the beginning, they were going to re-side the whole thing because they didn't think they could match the existing siding. But they took several pieces off the building and went to a vendor, and they can match it pretty close. So only the sections that need to have the siding applied, it'll be replaced. The roof will be the same. Only what's shown as proposed. That lower level is really the only windows, short of the stair tower. Stair tower, rectangular windows, and the garage and the storage areas have new windows.
Okay. That's where,
everything inside the building is staying the same, except the stair tower and the elevator, taken out of the deck.
I'm not grasping the need for the extra height. I'm lost. I don't get it.
We're raising the rear of the building so that we get a 9-foot ceiling height in storage room, which will be reduced to 7 foot, less than 7'6" to be compliant. The way the building is set up now, it's pile and stringers. For the people that don't understand what that is, there's poles in the, underneath the building with a wood beam connecting the piles. When we raise the building, we're going to cut them off below the ground. And we're going to pour a concrete grade beam over it, put a masonry foundation on it, and then 2x8 walls on top of that, and then we're going to step the building back down. So we're proposing to take it from a crawl space that's only maybe a couple feet, so now the area is going to be 9 feet high. So then once we get the building set, and we have to replace some of those pilings that are internal with steel beams, and they're going to be 12 to 14 inches deep. So once we have that set and re-slink the HVAC conditions in there, we'll end up closing all that off. So now we're going to have a ceiling height in the storage rooms that are not that high, 7.5 feet. So that's what necessitates the height with which we're proposing to lift the building. The fact that it's a split level makes the front side along Central Avenue appear higher. Right now, the garage is less than 6'8", and the proposed would be about 13. So, because of the staggered levels, it's not a typical duplex. It's an older duplex that was built back in the late 80s, like I testified to earlier, where the step level was the norm back then. Now, the duplexes on the beach, they're all flat. There's no steps inside.
Well, it's also 5% bigger than the...
Pardon?
It's also 5% bigger, which doesn't hurt.
What is?
Building coverage.
Building coverage. Oh,
yeah, well, just I should comment on that as well. At the time that this was built, the building coverage, this met the building coverage. This building is wider. It's 38 feet wide. Because back then, the setbacks were only 12 feet to a 50-foot lot. Then when the ordinance changed in 1988, the setbacks changed, and then they changed again in 2004. So that's why this building is so big. Typically, a building on a lot this size in the south end, a 50 by 100 lot corner, there's five bedrooms, four and a half baths. There's only four bedrooms in this. It's going to be four bedrooms when we're finished. So as we testified to earlier, there is no increase in habitable area.
And you have owners there that are end users, and including one of the owners who was an original occupant, I would say developer, who's the original person that built this building, correct?
No, the original owners that are here tonight had the building built for them.
That's what I was
saying. And they had it, they just sold one of the floors, I don't know how long ago, and then it was resold to the current owners, the Curatolas. So the original owners still have the building, second floor unit.
Anybody else have anything else to add? Great, I'll close it. Anyone here want to speak on this application? Just close it. Summary, please.
Even though there's a ton of variances, as I said before, the setback variances amount to 1.93 feet, which is minuscule. When you take all of the old non-conformities here, you know that's a larger building. It amounts to 1.9 feet. If you take the front, the side, the total side, there's no back. The coverage is combined. We're only off by 13.4%. If the project gets approved, the impervious coverage is being reduced by over 20%. It's actually going to be more now, shaving the deck off and making that conforming. We removed the rear yard setback by shaving the deck off. The side yard roof variance, we testified to that. We're adding a parking space, adding gutters, no increase in habitable space, no increase in bedrooms, no increase in bathrooms. I mean, it's a straight building raise with reduction of existing non-conforming conditions. And the non-conforming conditions are very close to being de minimis, especially the north side yard setback and the front yard setback. So for all those reasons, I think the board has ample evidence to approve the application. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Stein, if you could, please.
Avery, deed restriction.
Yes.
Okay. Why bother? Why bother? They asked if they give, what's the difference? It's a straight ask. I don't see any reason to hamper anybody with a deed restriction.
Okay, fine.
If the board doesn't like the fact that we created storage for no reason, then they should reject the application. No more deed restrictions.
To ensure it can't be habitable, that's all. That's okay.
Yep.
Whatever you want.
The city
ordained
that it can't be.
What's that?
We'll do a deed restriction.
Okay. So, this is the application of Robert and Diane Curatola. The owners of the property, 410103 Central Avenue, Block 4101, Block 10.01. The applicant represents Diane Tytler, Bob Backish. Bob Backish testified on behalf of the applicant. The applicant is desirous of, I'm going to use their term, doing a straight raise with no increase in straight lift, with no increase with any habitable space at all inside. But there are several nonconformities. As such, those nonconformities will continue. In so doing, the applicant will create greater parking headroom underneath. But obviously, as a result of raising greater than the BFE plus 3, they require variances for each and every one of the pre-existing non-conformities. But if you total them up per Mr. Tytler's math, they come out to less than 2 total feet of space combining every pre-existing non-conformity. The applicant, by the testimony, that the variance is being requested under the C2 criteria. They will be increasing the impervious coverage. They will be increasing the amount of parking. They will be raising the building so as to make it more flood compliant. They will be removing the proposed it's not non-conforming now, but the original plan called for a variance in the rear yard setback to the porch. That is being deleted. So, as such, the applicant will comply with Mr. Maffei's report in terms of the conditions as outlined, in addition to any of the standard conditions. They will, as indicated, revise the plan to show the rear yard setback in conformity. The applicant also presented testimony that the variance can be granted without substantial detriment to zone plan, master plan, neighborhood scheme, in light of the fact that despite the raise, the property will be close to 3 feet below the maximum height that would be permitted. So, I need a motion.
Buck.
Waddell.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. Geary?
No.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
I'm going to vote no, but I'm going to vote no because I think this application is insulting. It's an indicative of how the beachfront is treated, whereby we're allowing oversized buildings to be lift under the guise of flood safety, but we're adding 5 extra feet for no other reason than we want an oversized building at a higher elevation so we have a nicer view. So, there's your variances. Have a great night. Moving on. ZBA 24010.
Yes, sir. Mike.
Mike,
come on up.
Hello, Michael. How are you? You look great.
Is the green light on top of the microphone?
Yeah.
Mike? It's not.
Yeah.
Can you press and hold that button and then let it go? Does the green light come on?
Yeah. Give me a second.
We could table. She's recording there.
Why don't you tilt that and lean into it a little bit, Mike? You're
I couldn't hear Avery over there.
As close as you can. It might have shut off. I think it should.
Okay.
I don't know.
If you could keep it up. The volume.
This is a property which, as I said, has been in the family for 60 to 70 years.
Hold on 1 second. You can move up.
Yeah, if
no,
you can
you
hear,
have to
you
sit
can
all
move
the way
up.
Back there if you can't hear. How's that? We don't charge any more for front row.
Can I buy a seat if you want?
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
There's been an evolution of ownership of this property through the Irwin family. John and Patricia bought everyone out, their brothers, her brothers, after the parents passed away. They've owned the property now for a number of years. As per the last, I did hear the last property needed a number of variances. This property was built at a time when zoning was much different than it is today. I mean, the lot is a very small lot, which was built against 4 feet away. It has no off-street parking. And the principal reason it's here is to be able to raise the property to get two off-street parking spaces under the existing building. Since the owners of the Irwins have four large children, they'd like to add a third habitable floor. They're asking for 0.07 addition instead of 2.6. They're asking for 2.67 for the third habitable floor. However, if you look at the plan, you'll see the third habitable floor stays within the parameters of the building and does not exceed the maximum height in that zone. So that's the application. They believe that the benefits of getting off street parking, especially in this neighborhood, which that's a crowded area in the city, particularly in the summer, is a great benefit. There's no off street parking for that property. And they also believe that adding the third habitable floor will give their family more room. It's a property that, like I said, has been in the family for years. In fact, the Irwin family is about to turn the century into the city. That's how long it's been here. The Irwins spend the summer up here. Their principal residence is in Tennessee, but they spend the entire summer up here. And of course, the children are coming, obviously. So they're trying to make it a little more user-friendly for the children. And that's pretty much the application. Picking the building, if you pick the building up, we need all sorts of things. Pre-existing non-conformities as far as setback and so forth are not going to be worse. Now, I know Kevin and Joe had a discussion and a couple of references that Joe pulled out. Kevin wasn't sure. I know they talked yesterday, but I'm going to let Kevin put forth what happened with that agreement.
Before he starts that,
yes.
You're missing some. You've got nothing in here for dormer setbacks.
What?
Dormer setbacks. He's deficient on side and from edge of roof and from building face. Third floor dormers. So you want to address them as part of it. Well, as part of your application.
Why don't we bring Kevin up and have him swear?
Okay. Please raise your right hand and swear if I tell the truth.
I do.
State your name and affiliation for the record.
Kevin Green, architect. My office address is 300 3rd Street, Ocean City, New Jersey. The dormers are set back on the side 18 inches.
The stairwell is,
unless
I'm reading this absolutely wrong, it's coplanar.
The stairwell I can't.
So that would be a variance.
Yeah.
And then your
front and rear are.
They're not offset 4 feet from edge of roof.
Stairwell's a side door, or?
It's that dormer wall is supposed to be set back 18 inches from building wall. It's coplanar. Building.
And that is except for the exception.
Dormer side walls are supposed to be 4 foot back from main roof. They are not. They're a foot. 2 feet max. Either way, it's
in the front, and the front and the back edges of the roof are back 7 feet from the front of the second floor, and another 7 or 8 feet back from the second floor and rear. So. Wide and don't have alley access to
9 feet above grade. That gives us enough room underneath the house for a small garage and an inset area for a carport, thus giving us the two spaces.
So, in effect, the neighborhood can enter the space because you'll lose one space on the street for the driveway.
The driveway, correct. We've taken about 20, a little more than 20% of the impervious surface coverage off the lot and replaced with grass. The two items that, other than what Mr. Buck just mentioned, that were in question were architectural projection length, which I discussed with Mr. Maffei the other day. The ordinance reads that architectural projections are permitted to, you know, limits of length and encroachment when they encroach into a side yard setback. Our projection is a bay window that's previously existing. It does not project in the required side yard at all. It's almost 6 feet away from the required 4 foot side yard setback. The other issue was the steps, in that the ordinance reads that all the stairs are allowed to encroach within 6 inches of the property line as long as they access the first half of the floor. Today's interpretation is that because I have two landings with more than two risers in between them, there's one at the top where the door is, and there's one at the bottom where I turn the steps towards the sidewalk, that requires a variance. My previous interpretation experience was that was really for terraced walkways and sidewalks and not so much for conventional stairs. Terraces, keep on going with them if they have a little too rise.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Joe, on the bay, you're good with the bay?
The bay window I agree with because he actually needs the setback. So in reality, the architectural projection probably doesn't even come into play.
It's not really a thing.
Right?
I mean,
the stairs,
certainly under one.
The intention is not more than two stairs. Terraces are part of it, but also stairs are as well. So my interpretation of the stairwell, it does need a setback variance for that. It's 2.81 or 3.62 feet, so it's less than the acceptable allowed.
Which
I agree with your interpretation of the architectural projection.
Okay. So I can simply resolve the stair issue by just adding those two risers to the bottom of the main room. Then I don't need the landing, because the landing is essentially a step. Just
well, you still have a set of steps to come up the side, correct?
Right, but I only have one landing at the top, so if I get rid of the landing at the bottom, then I don't have more than two steps between landings, because I only have one.
I just want a narrow focus on what we're actually talking about.
I think the interpretation was if there is there or two steps, then you can how do you get the landing?
If I have one landing but more than two steps?
If you have more than two steps, you don't get the exception.
I'm going to boil this down to the finest of the fine. Do you want the exterior steps?
There's no way to get to this.
Okay,
so yes.
I would agree with that. So let's, for now, you're saying landing or no landing, doesn't matter. The encroachment's the encroachment.
Right, because we've seen a lot of these.
That's fine. It's just I want everybody on the board to understand what we're talking about when we're talking about it. The stairs are an encroachment for variance discussion. As I'm hearing it.
Okay.
Whether they're out of landing or not. So my suggestion would be if you like the landing, just leave the landing. No sense to get rid of it just for the sake of not being object. Okay.
One question said that, but it's actually only encroaching in the side yard approximately 6 to 7 inches.
One tread depth.
So,
well, the whole stairs are set back 3.62.
That's what I'm saying.
This is devolving. I wanted to quantify what we were talking about. Now we know what we're talking about. Please proceed.
Alleviated one of the two variances in my right.
Okay,
which one got eliminated?
The bay is
architectural rejection.
The bay is conforming.
Okay.
So the
architecture projection is, well, it says no on the sheet.
Only pre-existing condition.
No, he says yes. The arc projection length is eliminated.
Okay, length.
He's got front yard setback, side yard setback, side yard steps to landing, yes. Rear yard, yes. Rear yard, yes. Projection, architectural projection, no. Add in a dormer side and a dormer dormer wall itself. So two dormer
setback
two,
variances.
Two dormer setback variances. Yeah. Two of them, though.
Yeah.
What about the garage door? Just front
side is not conforming.
How are the stairs?
Sides to the main roof.
Okay, we got two of them.
I would say the side is the side of the dormer. The face of the dormer is not conforming as well.
So if it's granted, you're going to have to revise the plans to show the additional two variances and eliminate the ones we just said you're not producing. Okay? You end up with a plus two and a minus two there.
Okay. So habitable story stays, coverage stays, and impervious stays. Okay? So that's... We're at 10 total?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Okay.
And most of those are existing non-conformities.
Right.
Just increase the burden.
Okay.
They're going to not be exacerbated. It's an issue. So what they are.
And Pete, what did you say?
We're working it out.
Oh. Okay.
All right, now that we've totally ruined your application, where did you want to pick up? Where were we?
I don't know. We've jumped about three different areas.
Well, you guys had started talking about the bay and the steps. And I wanted clarity on that. We got clarity on that, so you'll pick up where the bay and the steps leave off.
Well, like I just said, most of the variances, we didn't make anything any worse than it was. We have one existing non-conforming side yard, and that's the front southeast corner is currently 3.8 feet where it's supposed to be for, required to be for. And in the process of lifting the house and putting it back down, we're going to make an attempt to skew that a little bit so that it does conform. It does depend on the house lifter.
So you're hoping to get 3.8 to be conforming to 4?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Okay.
But you don't know. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Is that one of the variances they're requesting?
Yeah, they're hoping to absolve one by just moving the block over an inch.
No, we still need the side yard because we're raising higher than the base flood elevation plus 3.
Okay.
So we need all the yard setbacks because we've gone higher than base flood elevation plus 3 to park underneath the building.
That is correct.
Even though we meet the definition of zoning flood elevation for lots this size without alley access, or actually alley access is the criteria.
Where are you?
The only potential new variance is for the 0.07 for the third and the fourth. Everything else is pre-existing. And it's just going up. That's it. That's a difference of about 42 square feet. 20-some of it is the stair footprint, which is also counted on the second floor as well. And that's just, we have to do that because that's the way the ordinance reads the stairs count on all floors. So we're going from a total living space of roughly 1,490 square feet to 1,879 square feet. By adding the third floor is within moving out, diminishing the rear yard, front yard, side yard.
That meets the side yard, the rear yard, and front yard setbacks.
Taking the shower area, which is kind of a curtain with an awning over to the back, and put that in the footprint of the building. We'll put in the HVAC units, one under the stairs, so it'll be screened. If we do need a second one, it'll be in that notch in the roof in the rear yard, as shown. And if we do put it there, it will be screened as well. If we don't, then the roof just will run straight across that shown over.
Anything else?
No.
Mr. McFay.
Our report is dated July 2nd, 2024. The indicator here is the approval of ready to renovate existing single family dwelling, which includes the original structure about 5 feet 8 feet above DOT. Created carport, garage, mechanical storage, and outdoor shower on the ground floor. Added a third floor half store with the roof. Removed the existing shed and outdoor shower. Released the impervious coverage. Obviously, since it's 23 feet above the feet, all the existing non-conformities need to meet. That being the minimum front yard setback of the building, minimum side yard setback of the steps, minimum rear yard setback of the building on the third story and the second story, minimum number of housing stories, maximum building coverage, architectural building left is removed, maximum pervious coverage is being reduced, but still over the requirements or after the variance. The existing non-conformities of the front yard setback, rear yard setback, side yard setback, all being expanded vertically. Maximum building coverage is unchanged. Pervious coverage reduced. Minimum number of parking spaces be eliminated. Side yard setback and steps be increased. And of course, the last one, the architect projection, is not an issue. The platform elevation, the HVAC unit shall be provided. The note added to screen the unit, which is indicated that will be taken care of. Performance guarantee, inspection escrow, and outside agency. That's it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. McFay. Appreciate it. Mr. Price, any questions?
Yeah, so the half story, are you saying that roof is coming off or it's not coming off and we're just adding dormers?
Adding dormers.
The ridge is the center of the ridge.
Well, we're not. Yeah, but if you look at the elevation, you can see the profile of the existing building. This is just going straight up. The front part of the existing building, maybe tell from the pictures that are included in the engineer's report, is kicked back. We're not doing that. So.
Right. But essentially, that's the same kind of the island ever, you know? That's what we're saying.
Yes.
When you go up,
you'll have to pay us.
Yeah, a little bit higher.
You'll have to pay for it.
And again, with the stairs, and I tried to go to the stairs, I came back on one of the existing stairs.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the house that size was built up to for it. That's why I needed the headroom, and that's why that portion of the dormer can't be set back 18 inches.
That's all that I have.
Thank you. Mr. Patrizzi?
I've answered my question.
Mr. Geary?
Just, I realize, kind of handcuffed here with the lot. I just want to understand, we're looking for 10 variances and we're going to increase living space by 25 or 30% currently. Okay, by 400 squares. Okay, now that's all I had.
And again, the 9 or 10, most of those variances wasn't raised in the house.
Understood. That's all I had.
Mr. Waddell?
No questions.
Mr. Loeb?
I guess just my one question. You know, is the media room kind of a bedroom up there? We all know the media room probably ends up being a bedroom, which we then push into three parking spaces, so that's why it's a media room. But if that's all the case, if you shrunk that and made it one bedroom with a nice walk-in closet, a nice bath, and a great master suite that wouldn't go over to 2.6, and could probably be a little easier to swallow. Just a thought.
Stairs would still be an issue.
Understood.
Again, I don't know that the added square footage would take us into the requirement for a third party on that calculation.
Well,
fifth bedroom. If you were to say, if the media roof became a bedroom,
yeah,
it would push
really
it
not be intentional. It's more of a getaway for that.
Ms. Schneider?
Yeah, I was sort of the same question as Brian. So that one bedroom is really tiny in there. So there's no master at all.
Well, there isn't now. It's not a large house.
Okay. Anything else? Stuart Becker. I don't really know what to say. I mean, you got 10 variances. I don't think I have much to add, so nothing. Summary? I'm sorry, I didn't open it to public. Anyone here wish to speak on this application? Okay.
Raise your right hand.
I swear to tell the truth.
Well done. Your other right hand.
Oh.
You swear affirm tell the truth?
I do.
Your first name, spell your last.
Nancy, and the last name is Notaro, and is it Nancy? O-T-A-R-O.
Okay, Nancy, and
502 11th Street.
I'm sorry, start that again.
502 11th Street.
Okay, go ahead.
I did not look at the plans ahead of time, so my one question, I don't know if you can tell me this, is on the parking. So, yes, we do need parking in our area. The house to the east of them has a curb cutout for two spots to go under. And then this one will have a curb cutout. I just want to make sure, is that close to the other curb cutout so that we don't lose any more parking on the street? So right now we have a curb cutout and four parking spots on the street. And I just want to make sure we're not going to be reduced to two on the street instead of three on the street.
She's just a lot of moves. I can almost guarantee that
there's not enough.
You're not. Yeah, I mean,
there's not enough room. Here's the two purposes.
You're not likely to find that. Are we lot 21?
Yes. So we're going
yes.
to be.
Yeah, there's
lot 21.
There's
no room between
the math isn't there. The only way the math is there is they don't have a driveway at all.
So, in other words, instead of four off-street parking spots, we're going to be down to two on-street parking spots.
I think that. Realistically speaking, they're probably going to be parking in front of their own driveway and not using the garage at all.
No,
that's my
but opinion. For the rest of us, not for
you'll
them.
You'll lose on-street parking.
I know we're going to lose.
We can't answer that question. It's going to be discretion on how they repaint the lines. That's a public street.
Is there enough space to still have three parking spots on the street?
We can't answer that question. That's
mathematically, probably not.
Probably.
So we're not gaining anything.
No, you're not gaining anything, certainly not. Kevin, do I have this right? You have a block that's 120 feet long?
Yeah,
with
three lots.
Three houses?
Yeah. I don't know how many spaces
so that's
are.
You probably have 45 feet of driveway?
Yeah, there. After the curb cutout for the house that's on the corner, there's enough for four parking spots on the street. Between the
cutout and the alley. This way. Yes. How many are that way?
None.
Because it's spots.
The curb and then they're cut out. It's the yellow line for no parking for anybody and the cut out.
No, because of the yellow line.
So
you'll lose the spot that's right here.
Which is probably two.
No, it's a 15-foot wide driveway.
But then you can't probably park between the two cutouts. So then we lose two spots.
Regardless, I'm not concerned with. I mean,
okay.
It's just something
that
can't be
answered.
Firm
answer on that is your answer.
Yeah, it's discretion of traffic and public works. How they paint them.
The last thing is it. This part of the old city overlay zone, and so would their height not matter then? They could get their heights.
They're not asking for a height variance.
No,
not asking for a height variance.
Okay. I was trying to help you.
Okay. It resembles a rocket ship as it is. I don't think it needs more height.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else speak on this application? I got a crowd. Seeing none, I'll ask for summary.
Just one thing I'll say to you. If that 0.07 third aperture of the floor gives people concern, they will accept 2.6.
If you want to table it and revise, you're more than welcome to, but I'm not going to... If this is what we have, it's 2.67. If you want to bring it back at 2.6 next meeting, I don't know, we can probably fit it in on that for that fourth. You're more than welcome to, but otherwise, it's 2.67. Okay. I don't like to do that to you, but yeah. I can't.
And, you know, over the years, you say you want 2.6, that's what they'll vote on. You say, well, and this and that, Mike, it really shouldn't work that way, and it's not working that way anymore, okay? Do you want 2.6? And if you do, what is it going to entail in terms of the revision? What is that going to entail in terms of what the board may be looking at? And do you need it revised so the board can look at it?
What we have is what we have.
Yeah.
If that's going, that's staying, otherwise you can table it and come back next month. I think Jamie can get you in. If the plan is done, when would you need the plan?
10 days.
No, Joe's going to have to review it, reports, and 10 days prior. We have 45 days to review a revised plan.
Okay, I got you.
I mean, like tomorrow. I would need revision, so Joe has time to review and issue
certainly
reports.
Certainly, make the meeting after if you don't make next meeting.
Otherwise, the board's going to vote on it as 2.67. That's the chairman's telling you. Choices are 2.67 and all the other variances, 10 total. Or if you suspect that there are board members that would be more amenable, then amend your plan. We'll get it back as soon as you can get the plans and satisfy the boss. Okay? You know who the boss is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just telling you. But nobody else gets, you know, she decides whether you're going to get on an agenda or not, basically. You tell us what you want to do.
It's not going to be ready in time, but I will let you squeeze this one out.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be a hell of a lot of talking.
Right, I think your inclination may be correct, Mike, right, but I'm not the applicant.
Yeah.
You are.
But I'm not going to let that go.
I'm not the applicant.
You're the applicant's attorney. You represent the applicant. But what do you want to do?
They want to go with what's here now.
Okay.
With the understanding that if it's not approved, they can revise the plan.
No.
You're going to be back in 4 months.
Well, with res judicata.
And then you have a res judicata problem.
Yeah, if
you get one less variance and it's only a 0.7, is that a substantial change? I don't know, Mike. The board would have to decide that when it comes in front of them. If they decide that it is res judicata, well, you can take an appeal.
If you have any doubt, just table it, please. If you have any doubt, just table it. So once we start voting, I'm not going to stop the voting for tabling.
Oh, that's Kevin.
Okay, take 5 minutes. Yeah. It's early enough in the evening. 5 minutes.
And so, what do we got? And Mike, I would say if revisions can come in, what do you think, by the beginning of the month?
Yeah, I'll work with them to get it done.
Yeah, beginning of the month, and then I'll start bugging. I mean, this is if you choose that route. It's... between you and Mark.
What do you want to do? What would you like to do? For the record,
they're going to take
off. Okay.
He's going to ask about
here's what we're going to do. This application is going to be tabled tentatively to the August date, which is what, Jamie? And I say tentatively. What?
August 21st.
August 21st. Now, there'll be no further notice, no further advertising. But if the applicant doesn't have the new plans in time for it to be reviewed, we'll make an announcement at that meeting when it's getting moved to. Okay? Everybody understand that?
Everybody hold on to your packets in case they bring back the same plan.
And I'm going to say plans by August 1st. Can you send them to me electronically and then possibly the paper, at least electronically, I can... Yeah. But August 1st is going to be the absolute cutoff. Okay.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn, Buck. Second, Geary. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, why do you guys wait on that?
Thank you.